American Language Course, Book 16, Tape 4D. Hello. Please open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 4D. Look at Figure 1. Circle S if the two phrases are the same, or D if they are different. You will have 30 seconds to complete the exercise. Ready? Start. Stop. Your time is up. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is D. Short lad, short lab. Number 2 is S. Small farm, small farm. Number 3 is S. Big hat, big hat. Number 4 is D. Tall can, tall man. Number 5 is S. Green leaf, green leaf. Number 6 is S. Cold bath, cold bath. Number 7 is D. Blue fan, blue van. Number 8 is D. Big map, big mat. Number 9 is D. Short pass, short path. Number 10 is S. Bright sun, bright sun. Number 11 is S. Sharp saw, sharp saw. Number 12 is D. Small cap, small cab. Number 13 is S. Light breeze, light breeze. Number 14 is D. All mine, all nine. Number 15 is D. Sharp peak, sharp beak. Now look at Figure 2. When I say start, find the word in each row which has about the same meaning as the word on the left. You will have 30 seconds. Ready? Start. Stop. Your time is up. Let's check your answers. Number 1 is B. Handle and knob have about the same meaning. Number 2 is C. Afraid is the same as scared. Number 3 is A. Annually and yearly are the same. Number 4 is E. To be certain is to be sure. Number 5 is D. To finish something is to complete something. Number 6 is B. A crossing is an intersection. Number 7 is C. When items are on sale, they're usually a bargain. Number 8 is C. Smart is the same as intelligent. Number 9 is C. To guess is to suppose. And number 10 is E. A gun is a weapon. Now look at Figure 3. Read the sentences silently. Now, listen to questions. Put the number of the question in front of the answer. Number 1.
Did you invite Hank to the party?
Number 2.
Will the doctor examine him at 9 o'clock?
Number 3.
Do you want me to cancel the reservations?
Number 4.
Did Ted prepare for his driver's license test?
Number 5.
Did he imagine that story, or is it true?
Number 6.
Did you apply for your passport?
Number 7.
Will they continue this show next week?
Let's check your answers.
Letter A is 2. Repeat. Will the doctor examine him at 9 o'clock?
No. His examination is scheduled for 8 o'clock.
Letter B is 7. Repeat. Will they continue this show next week?
Yes. The continuation will be on Wednesday.
Letter C is 4. Repeat. Did Ted prepare for his driver's license test?
Yes, his preparation has been to practice driving every day.
Letter D is 1. Repeat. Did you invite Hank to the party?
No. I didn't send him an invitation because I knew he'd be out of town.
Letter E is 6. Repeat. Did you apply for your passport?
Yes. They approved my application a month ago.
Letter F is 3. Repeat. Do you want me to cancel the reservations?
I think it's too late for a cancellation.
We'd have to pay anyway.
Letter G is 5. Repeat.
Did he imagine that story, or is it true?
It's too funny to be from his imagination. It must be true.
Look at figure 4. Listen to questions. Circle the answers. Number 1.
Where did Sam apply for a job?
Number 2.
Can you imagine yourself a popular movie actor?
Number 3.
When will you invite everybody?
Number 4.
Did you prepare for an outside party?
Number 5.
When did she cancel her trip?
Number 6.
Where will they examine you?
Number 7.
Will the instructor continue this lesson tomorrow?
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is A. Where did Sam apply for a job? Repeat. He sent his application to a number of places. Number 2 is C. Can you imagine yourself a popular movie actor? Repeat. My imagination is not that good. Number 3 is B. When will you invite everybody? Repeat. I'm sending out the invitations tomorrow. Number 4 is B. Did you prepare for an outside party? Repeat. Yes, all my preparations were for an outside party, and now it's raining. Number 5 is C. When did she cancel her trip? Repeat. Her cancellation came in this morning. Number 6 is C. Where will they examine you? Repeat. My examination will be in the lab. Number 7 is A. Will the instructor continue this lesson tomorrow? Repeat. He said there would be a continuation of the same lesson tomorrow.
Look at figure 5. Listen to some information and then complete the statement. Use too much or too many. Look at the example. Example. This room is big enough for 16 desks. There are 18 desks in the room. You should have written, too many desks. Repeat. There are too many desks in the room. Number 1.
Jim cooked rice for the first time. His wife thought that it was very salty. Repeat. She told him that there was too much salt in the rice.
Number two.
Pat has to work two jobs until she finishes paying for her car. Repeat. She has decided that it's too much work having two jobs.
Number three.
The bus will only hold 42 people. There are 46 people signed up for the trip. Repeat. That's too many people.
Number four.
The trunk of the car won't close. We'll have to take some of this luggage out. Repeat. Right now, there's too much luggage in the car.
Number five.
The dentist said the children's teeth looked very good. Repeat. He could tell that they hadn't eaten too much candy.
Number six.
There are only two people who can drive in the Smith family, but they have four cars. Repeat. They have too many cars.
Number seven.
The bill for lunch was $6.35. Sam gave the cashier $10. He got back $5 change. Repeat. That was too much money.
Number eight.
Jill ordered three blouses. She received five. Repeat. That was too many blouses.
Look at figure six. Listen to a short dialogue and then select the answer that best completes the statement. Number one.
I wear a size 34 in pants.
These new pants are size 38.
Number two.
I stayed up until the movie was over last night.
It wasn't over until 3 o'clock.
I know, and I had to get up at 6.
Number three.
The boss said this job had to be done by noon today.
Don't worry, Sally. We'll get finished.
Number four.
Sam, what time is it?
It's 4:45.
Oh, no. I have a meeting with Mr. Carson at 5, and I can't find my notes.
Number 5.
Nancy, I got $100 for my birthday. Let's go to the mall.
Are you sure you want to go to the mall and not to the bank?
Yes, I'm sure.
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is B. Repeat. The new pants are too big. Number 2 is A. Repeat. She's tired. Number 3 is C. Repeat. Sally's worried. Number 4 is B. Repeat. He's going to be late. Number 5 is C. Repeat. She wants to spend her money.
Look at figure 7. This is a dictation exercise. Write the sentences you hear. You will hear each sentence 3 times. Number 1.
Let's go to the theater tonight. Let's go to the theater tonight. Let's go to the theater tonight.
Number 2.
Do you prefer comedies or dramas? Do you prefer comedies or dramas? Do you prefer comedies or dramas?
Number 3.
My favorite actor and actress are in that play. My favorite actor and actress are in that play. My favorite actor and actress are in that play.
Number 4.
I prefer adventure movies. I prefer adventure movies. I prefer adventure movies.
Number 5.
I dislike rock music, but I like classical music. I dislike rock music, but I like classical music. I dislike rock music, but I like classical music.
Number 6.
His performance was not humorous. His performance was not humorous. His performance was not humorous.
Number 7.
Do you like antique or modern furniture? Do you like antique or modern furniture? Do you like antique or modern furniture?
Number 8.
It was a scary play. It was a scary play. It was a scary play.
Check your sentences on page 82. This is the end of tape 4D, book 16.